Chapter 18. And they two then there trekked by walking. And she, A, would peck centrally flay with loverly-ish glance, with silk-smooth touch contact as in a dance, and clack went her shoes instead of down forest deep pasture path. Love then t'was, fast sure and slow thought and trancing with gazes of the heart. Creatures prancing, they dart and they skimmer, and birds. And when this mindish love went words the way above or below, from its source the rasp like raspberry, now far from course, wary with security, said, "You're the man, you're my man." Flay head tilted, a fan of tree fronds blew the wind, a buzz of autumn bugs. She then began with hug squeeze to Flay's hand, release. Then AM to FM, no cease of breath, the hem. "You know, my dearest Flay, though I think you'd like to refuse parley be through, you can't deny feeling. If so, that denial sealing the cap of vials of your own reluctance. All's reading radio signals, though fence be oh some height high, it goes through. Even if you didn't talk, act, do a thing, the box sends out signals profound. So no matter what you feel you are bound to do, and especially not do, you these waves emit are caught and read. Just sit and be prone as you were, and your mere presence gives off such a stirring. Live and accept the way we communicate by not. With me, what you have got is a situation like this. So there you are, down there stationed and barred from coming up by you. And at this staircase top, some new thing throws. Let's drop a key ring. Your hands out to receive. And by lock, don't clasp about the chuck rings. But the ring catches and slides through your pinky. Batches of keys now wink free on your little finger. Oh, flailing, I'm your keys. Stop malingering, please, and let me open what's inside of you, that you with butts and what have yous keep hermetically sealed. Can't you see how our waves can't be concealed? Let's wave each other's hellos be," said AM to FM. She sing the saw hymn of he's he, her, there be. My flailing McDrab, I love you. As bees do die for a sting, so I you. I see in your thoughts full a truer you, not lulled but freed. Oh, if you'd love me as I love you, you would be above, have new joys, true happiness. Such a capacity for so much suffering. That door of suffering opens to greater bliss than now. Only then, when you've bowed to the sadness within, can you be happy. And we begin together, free ourselves and give ourselves and take ourselves allwheres. My flay, let's delve. Go there. Love me as I do you.
Though A slowed down, Flaylin kept through. Soon he came in. Your Adonia May, I do love you. Love you here and today as do I all humanity at any time. I love you as me do love all yous that I have met. I love all before I meet them. I'm not above love, then. What's the point of loving people after you've met them? Ing would be a net. Isn't that cheating, to make field end on action? A just heard through fraction first of his talk, for like piano concertos, when mic of ears of those in the hall first a theme here played by orchestra full, the big scream bests rahs or tees of the same theme played rubato and soft by lean pianists off rehearsed fingers later in the composition. So did to her ears enlisten his I do love you and ignore the rest. Above her waist digressed she her body so towards him, and reaching out her arms and hands forwards as if charm she intended to cast o'er him, but she just laid unfastningly on Flay's chest her two softest hands, left on right, right on left. With smoothness sand she cleft upward on either side, and wrapped her hands around his wide collarbones, bound her hands together hind his neck, and gently brought him to her finding, sought a thing there from his face. With a movement swiftness and grace she cocked head west and approached his two lips. As two giant icebergs approached two ships, she surged slowly and greatnessly, and most passionately agreed to this meet-sea-met bulk. So doing, by moving her head and neck muscles, made fly off deck much emotion's debris. And after some long whiles, she freed her tongue through aisles of her lips, and, as tight to tighter, so pressing and taking flight, dressing his being smooth, re-smoothed, her hands swam to and fro. So moved forth her fast, slow, tongular mass, as clouds all puffy white, wispy, thick, thinner, now crispy cream, spreading, exploring throughout the deep blue sky, soaring first, then streams by, and then thick masses and more profound rollings, proving, passes bowling professional smoothly and increasingly more newly her tongue, as poured from her mouth to mouth his. For Flaylin McTrabb, all through this first kiss, he wolded it amiably. Like young men for whom kissing seems tyke's tasks, all whisking and no effort, and so their first kisses awkward are, and so slow gawkward following attempts yield improvement, so Flaylin stood steeled, with arms nailing there to his sides, head still. They kissed for 5 minutes. Then she unspilled, re-slit her tongue, released her lips. Upon release from that, he flipped backwards, begat the lack of there her mouth suction, pushing him back. As he fell south, a crack of shade entered his face, and as he landed on ground's place, from the lips dawned patches of hair that spread from Dan to Beersheba, from hair on head, zebra stripe down e'en to his neck. At first, just a shadow, the specks on face had grown out to hairs, and still grew for nearly a minute, until these new pins fit to grow a quarter inch, and full mustache and beard. Hairs pinch not, he not scared, though this his first facial hair. That's why no mention here the spatial when in Flaylin shaves, will you find. The hairs grew to question mark signs curliness. In they curled slightly, straightened out before going in, all that curl bend towards pinpoint of a question mark's period. In this case, the mark goes in his face, so that the slight curling of his question mark beard's like unfurling his mirrored question mark posture. She, Adonia May, comes to see her through become bearded, yet still her, leans over him, eyes wide. Flay has ne'er stirred. Here lied he when the kisses end pushed him down. She touches his almost crazy man beard. He hears the sound of the tough's hands shaking hers. The bee's words, stir of birds.